RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter. Let Camp Cabela's help get you ready for your next camping adventure at cabelas.com.
And by Instagon Multi-Purpose Stain Remover. To tackle your toughest RV cleaning and stain removing problems, visit Instagon.com. And by Camp Casual, bringing reimagined, retro-styled items to camping and RV enthusiasts everywhere. Check out their complete line of products at CampCasual.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are getting geared up for the season by talking about holidays at the campground. We spent last Thanksgiving in our RV, and we can't wait to do it again this year. Listen to hear reasons why this might be a great option for your family, as well as some campgrounds that might fit the bill.
Plus, Stephanie talks about the holiday meals that she has already planned in advance this year. Stay tuned for the recipes to roll out on the blog in the coming month.
You might think the only way to minimize stress this season is to hire a house cleaner, a caterer, and a therapist. But we know that making holiday campground reservations may be a lot more fun and a lot more affordable. You are listening to episode number 114, Holidays at the Campground.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, holidays at the campground, we have our RVFTA News Roundup, which is sponsored by our good friends at Progressive Insurance.
When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, which is optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. You can get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. Today.
Now, apparently, RV insurance is kind of important, and we got a few messages this week about the importance of RV insurance. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. So as we were putting in the messaging and saying, oh, what's, you know, the Progressive message, I remembered that this week I had actually heard a few things about different insurance mishaps from different people. And I wanted to bring them up, not to point directly to our sponsor, Progressive, although we have yet to hear a negative thing about our sponsor, Progressive, from any of our listeners who have it. So that's great. We get positive feedback
all the
time. They
tend to get all excited.
They do. They're like, oh, we have it and we love it. But, you know, in addition to that, I want to say these things because both of these sort of messages had something in common. Okay. So the first thing, we had an email. And I'm not going to give all the details of the email because I wouldn't, like, you know, when you hear the, you know, somebody's story, you don't really know all of the details. So I just want to say the gist of it, okay? The listener emailed us and they were talking about having an RV that they were putting in storage, okay? And they had gotten information from the dealer and from the location where they were storing the RV.
About what was insured and what wasn't.
Yes, exactly. So they had gotten one message from the dealer and then another message from the location. And neither of those things apparently were true according to the coverage of the
RV.
So
you shouldn't take insurance advice from either a storage facility owner or anyone like that.
And I'm not saying that in a judgmental way because I know we've done that, right? We've talked to other people at different times and been like, oh, really? You know, when the dealer tells you something or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, oh, I don't need that. Or you might hear something in a Facebook group or whatever. But, you know, I really – it just reminded me, and I just wanted to share it with our listeners, you know – You need to call your insurance company if you have any questions about coverage. Do not get your information from non-experts. Remember, dealers will tell you you can tow with vehicles you can't tow with.
Doesn't sound like fun to call your insurance company.
Because it's
In my experience, they tend to be very friendly, professional, polite, and helpful. And they're trained to be, right?
Yeah. Because I don't think they want you to be surprised also, or at least the good insurance companies don't want you to be surprised. You know, they want you to understand your coverage if you're asking those questions. So I just wanted to encourage that so that you don't have that mishap. Now, in the other case, and this was the thing that I was like, okay, now I really have to put this on my list, because this is the second insurance item that somebody reached out to me about over social media. A friend of mine said, hey, do you work with this manufacturer at all? And it's not a manufacturer that we work with, because her friend had gotten stuck in a breakdown in their motorized RV unit. And her friend was looking for help from the manufacturer. Okay. And the manufacturer was saying, hey, you know, like, you guys have to figure this out. And I guess these people were really distraught, because here they were stuck with a motorhome that wasn't working in, I think, like in a Walmart or something in the middle of wherever, right on the road. And they were paying to stay somewhere, all right, while their RV got fixed.
And did they think they had coverage for that?
You know what? It was that, here's what they said. They thought their auto insurance would cover what their issue was. And again, I don't know all the details, so I don't want to like judge either way on this. But I do want to say, we've heard that also, that people cover their RVs under their auto insurance, and they think that that's enough, and it's not. And Progressive keeps saying that in their messaging. They're saying you need specialized RV coverage,
which is
right?
why those conversations are so important, and don't have assumptions about your coverage.
Right. So I was saying, no, I'm sorry, I can't help. Like, all I can say is that they probably need to get some of these. And this sounds like I was being a salesperson, which I wasn't, but I was saying they had a dog, and they had a problem with the dog because they didn't have a place, you know, or like they didn't know what to do with their dog. And so all these pieces are falling into place for me hearing this story. And I thought, when Janine had her breakdown, remember, she had gotten all of that special coverage we talk about in our Progressive messages. She had gotten the personal expenses coverage, right, during a breakdown. She used that. Janine's our girl camper, right? She used that.
She's America's girl camper.
During her breakdown, they towed her RV to a campground, okay? They paid for her expenses while she was stranded.
And that didn't include massage or anything like that, though I think Janine tried.
Lodging expenses, I should say. And they do that. They have coverage that makes sure that that happens. So none of us want to think about sort of the, you know, downside of being stranded on the road during a breakdown, but we all know breakdowns happen. So I just thought, you know what, let's just encourage everybody to take a moment and say, if I have problems, is my pet taken care of on the road, right? Like, can I, you know, get this coverage? Will I be put up in a hotel if my RV has to be fixed? These things can make or break the difference between a good vacation and a ruined vacation, right? I mean,
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that up because it was 2 in 1 week, and that means the universe is saying, talk about
people
this topic.
People are just thinking about insurance lately.
Okay. Now, the next item in our news roundup is equally important.
I would call this big news.
Big news. We have another Facebook live chat with Go RVing. Yay!
Yeah. I had a blast personally. I think we both had a blast personally when we did that.
At the
beginning of August, right?
I think so. Yeah, it was back.
Yeah,
in August.
It's so exciting for us because the podcasting is a little bit more controlled and pre-recorded. But the Facebook Live, it's like we're communicating directly with our audience. We're looking at your messages. We're talking back and forth. So we really enjoyed that, and we're just thrilled they invited us back to do another one. So can you give the date, the time, and the topic?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about, guess what? Holidays in your RV, right?
And surviving holiday travel in your RV, because holiday travel. Or traveling the RV, it's wonderful, it's transcendent, it's exciting. There are stress points, though, particularly when family is involved and holidays are involved.
Yeah,
but there don't have to be.
We're going to talk about a lot of those sort of stressors and ways that your RV can actually help in those situations.
And just how to do a holiday in your RV. I mean, we are seeing, and apparently Go RVing is seeing it too, more and more people using their RVs for Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays to celebrate either with or without their extended extended families, but there are great options for both. There's a whole world of RV travel out there during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, so Go RVing reached out to us. I said, would you be able to do this? And we said, well, that's perfect because, first of all, we've got a podcast on that topic.
Second of all, our families is crazy.
Yeah, so November 17th at 4 p.m. Central Time.
Central Time.
Yeah.
People in the Northeast, there are other time zones. I know that you don't think this, or maybe you don't know.
All right.
Okay, so they do it Central Time.
Yeah, so November 17th, 4 p.m. Central Time, we are going to be live on Go RVing's Facebook page.
And responding to your comments, mm-hmm. and you're going to get to participate if you didn't participate last time. I think that everyone that watched it really enjoyed it, too, because we got a lot of positive feedback, mm-hmm. and an awful lot of people did watch it. So please, we really need our podcast listeners to join in. It helps get the party started, as it were, and it makes it a lot of fun for us to communicate with you guys directly.
And another thing it's going to be great for is we're talking about holidays at the campground on this episode. So if you are left with any questions or if you have any thoughts that you want to chime in ways that you guys have done things, this is going to be the perfect forum to do that. So if you've listened to this episode, then you can come on the chat and you can share any of your experiences additionally to ours. So that'll be fun. November 17th, 4 p.m. Central Time. Be there or be square, right?
All right. So we're going to come back in a second and we're going to do our feature topic, holidays at the campground.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for our feature topic, holidays at the campground. And I can't believe it's almost holiday time, but it is. But before we dive into some questions to ask yourself and some tips for holiday RV travel, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Cabela's.
Absolutely. And Cabela's is the world's foremost outfitter. They are passionate about supporting families in the outdoors, and they have all the gear you need to make camping fun and comfortable. Some of the best moments of our lives are spent around a crackling campfire, sitting beside family and friends. Visit Cabela's.com and start making memories that will be treasured for generations. Cabela's, it's in your nature.
No, it's in your nature. It's in our nature. I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we go to Cabela's this weekend? I honestly really want to go to Cabela's this weekend. Can we?
No.
Come on.
We're busy this weekend.
Sunday. We'll go to Cabela's Sunday. All right, we'll take this conversation off air. I think we're going to go to Cabela's Sunday.
That's what you get for putting me on the spot.
I'm going to strong arm Stephanie into this. Right, Cabela's. If not this weekend, can we go next weekend?
Yeah,
please.
Maybe. That might be more possible.
I want to do some holiday shopping early for me. Okay. So you have some questions here that we should all ask ourselves when pondering whether holiday travel is right for you and your family. So why don't you get us started? What are some of the things you need to ask yourself before planning a holiday RV trip? Because it's not exactly normal to do. It's sort of a brave new world out there where people are using their RVs for Thanksgiving, for Christmas.
Absolutely. And this can be a pretty out-of-the-box thought for a lot of people, right? We might have a lot of listeners who are going, what? Like, are you seriously talking about, like, throwing the baby out with the bathwater
here,
right?
Well, for me, 3 years ago, if you had said, hey, you want to go in the RV for a Thanksgiving trip? I would have been like, what? Yeah, mm-hmm. I would have been like, no, I don't think so. But now we've been doing it. We love it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And some of you might remember that from last year because last Thanksgiving, that would have been Thanksgiving of 2015, was the very first holiday that we ever spent in the RV at a campground. And we talked about it on the podcast. We, you know, wrote about it on the blog and we worked through some of those issues we had. So now we're kind of going into this holiday season with a little bit more experience and thought.
We're pretty pumped up. And look, you know, Stephanie and I basically, our families are dispersed and it's complicated, you know, and as it is for so many families, it's complicated around the holidays, geographically, emotionally, for whatever reason. And this just fell into place for us as a really nice way to spend time together with our immediate family. And I want to do it every year.
Right. So if you are one of our listeners who has those wonderful family arrangements where you all kind of live near each other and everybody gets along and everybody has a really good time together, this may not be for you. If you're one of those people that looks forward to that huge Thanksgiving table. But, you know,
but it could also be for you if you stay at a campground nearby and not in mom and dad's basement. Right.
Which, so we'll definitely talk about that. Right. And all the different ways that can look. But, you know, for a lot of us, we don't all live in the same town as our families anymore, right? A generation ago, things looked a lot different for the American family.
Most of the people we know have family all over the place.
Right, which you know, brings a lot of stressors to the table around holiday time. And you know what? I laugh because I think even for the people who have a more traditional family setup, right, around the holidays, how come every magazine I get in the mail is like 10 ways to stay like unstressed during this holiday season, or, you know, this many ways to make things more simple? I think when you start to look at the print articles out there and what's on the media, I think you start getting the idea holidays cause a lot of stress.
I wonder why. I mean, there's nothing for people to debate or argue about around the Thanksgiving table this year.
Yeah, this year might be incredibly interesting. So then in addition to that, last year I thought, I want to opt out of the stress. Like, it wasn't just about our family, you know, because we weren't going to travel anymore. We had said that. We said, this creates too much chaos for us. There was also all this other stuff. And I said, you know what? I want to bring down the stress level. I want to enjoy my holidays instead of surviving
my
holidays.
And an RV trip did it for us. And plus, you know, frankly, I'm a school teacher. And I get plenty of time off. I'm not complaining about that. But once a certain time of year rolls around, I'm fairly locked into work for a good stretch. And it's a four-day weekend. I mean, how many four-day weekends do I get between now and, you know, Christmas or Easter or whatever? Not many. So it is an opportunity to take that trip where you get four nights in the RV.
Okay, so that would be – we have some questions that you can ask yourself to decide whether this might be the right thing for you. And that's number one, right? Do you have a limited amount of time off? Like, if you're one of those people that has limited amounts of time off, you want to be able to use that time to really enjoy your family, to enjoy your RV, to enjoy time at the campground. And the bottom line is that Thanksgiving is a four-day weekend. And Christmas break, if your kids are off during that time, that might be a good time for you to take a vacation too and actually do a little travel. That's not what we do because we don't have the time off around Christmas, but other people might. And so if you do have limited time off and it's hard for you to get all of your family off at the same time, you know, consider that. Consider a four-day weekend or time in December also.
Okay, great. Now, also, do you have locations nearby that you could go to on a holiday RV trip? If you're up in the Adirondacks where it's going to be snow everywhere by that time, you know, it's like you might not be able to get somewhere that's open campground-wise. So there are some places open, even in very cold regions. But you need to think about your personal geography. Are there campgrounds I can get to within 2, 3, maybe 4 hours? You know, we go 4 hours and we have to go south. We have to go into warmer climates. We have to go down into, say, Maryland or Virginia to find campgrounds that are open. There's only a handful open in the Northeast.
Now, so we know people that hop in the RV and drive way south over a holiday. Last winter.
Like Disney South.
Right, exactly. And that's great. And if you live down there, we know a lot of our listeners are in the South. You don't have to think about this as much. But I would recommend also trying to think, can I keep my traveling between 3 and 4 hours over a holiday time period? Because we know that the roads can be really crowded. We know that travel itself can be stressful. So the question is, if travel stresses me out, can I find a place that I love somewhat nearby?
And look, this becomes easier for our listeners that are in California, that are in Arizona, that are in the American South. You just have great options for camping during the holidays, which we'll get into in another segment. It's more limited in the Northeast, but there are still options.
And like you said, we're going to talk about some of those places that have amazing options, and we've heard from so many of our listeners that do those holiday options.
The campground industry is realizing, just to put it bluntly, there's money to be made past October 31st, right? There's money to be made for Thanksgiving and Christmas by having meals at the campground and all that stuff. So I think we're going to see more and more of it in the future.
Okay. Is one of the things – here's our third question. Is one of the things you've been trying to do focus on experiences instead of things? So this was a real shift in our family. We got to the point where the mounds of presents, right, the toys, the battery installing all day,
Christmas,
it got to be a little much. And even Thanksgiving, like the rigmarole over, like here I was working on Wednesday and then having to prepare a huge meal on Thursday. Like everything was about the event and building up to the event. And we were like, we decided to opt out of a lot of that and say, we're going to have a fun experience instead of buying into all the stress.
And look, I don't get a full-on Christmas break. We don't need to go into why. But if it was an option for our family, like, let's go to Fort Wilderness and not buy presents this year. Let's go on an RV trip down to Florida instead of having a bunch of junky presents. No brainer decision for this dad.
Right.
And I think the boys would go right along with that.
Yeah, they did last year. We had a great time. Their grandma, I asked her, please, grandma, I can't take all of the toys anymore. And she was so respectful. And she said, Stephanie, I agree. I know they don't play with them like they used to. So what happened was she got us a couple of nights at a Great Wolf Lodge and did that for the boys instead of buying them presents. And they loved
it.
And
look, if we were in Texas or Mississippi or something, maybe it would be a couple nights at Camp Jellystone mm-hmm. in the RV, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's a real treat.
Yeah. So, okay. So number four, ask yourself, have you had a major life event in the last year? Okay. This is, you know, this can be a little bit on the downer side, but we have listeners out there that have gone through something last year, like losing somebody that they loved, right? Or a divorce or a move because of a job. And you find yourself in a place without your family. We went through our entire family's moving away. And that was incredibly hard for us. And for a couple of years, we tried to sort of recreate the magic of the holidays.
We also would drive 14 hours,
mm-hmm.
for a holiday. And it was very difficult.
But, you know, I don't want to dwell on, you know, that kind of a thing. But we know that when we've had something in our life that is hard, the holidays bring that out. And it becomes hard to be in that same environment where you might remember other things.
I think there are a lot of people out there who have a negative association with this holiday or that holiday for a wide variety of reasons. So flip it on its head and turn the holiday into an adventure in your RV. And mm-hmm. I think that's a powerful thing. You know, go on some trip that you're dreaming about, that you're going to have fun doing, instead of staying home and being
mopey right?
about whatever that thing is. And trust me, we get it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we had a couple of holidays where I did feel mopey. And that was what really pushed us into making the decision last year to be at the campground, because I said, I am not going to do this. I am not going to be mopey at a holiday. I'm going to say what would make me happy.
Thanksgiving with family was not working for us. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the truth. It was not working for us. So we flipped it on its head and let's make this something fun and adventurous. And I had a great time in the RV last Thanksgiving.
All right. Question number five. Our last question that you can ask yourself is, do you find yourself reading articles on coping with holiday stress?
If you do, subscribe to Trailer Life and start reading about some cool RV destinations.
Yeah, I just thought of like, if you are already trying to figure out ways that you are going to survive the holidays, I want you to stop and think, what am I doing here, right? These are the holidays. They're supposed to be fun. Like, let's bring them back. Let's own them again. You know, stop reading the articles and read the magazines that will point you to a great destination. All right?
Yeah. And look, it's not easy. It's not easy to make that decision to say, I'm not going to drive to grandma and grandpa's house because it hasn't gone well. But if that's the case for you, be willing to be brave and make that decision. Now, look, if holidays are great for you and
awesome.
You're having a good time with the family and you love sleeping in mom and dad's basement with the kids, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the
RV events.
But, but for us, that became something of a prison cell.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I still remember the last time we did it. And that Christmas morning, the boys, they were so little. They were three, I think. And they were like going crazy to open up their presents. And the whole family was saying, they can't open up their presents. They have to wait till everyone's here. And I'm like, I have 3-year-olds and they want to open their presents. I was like, no. You know, you have those moments
different
where you go,
families have different rules. That's part of the reasons that it can get stressful, right? In our RV, it's our family's rules.
Yes, exactly. And that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to own that holiday for our family. Okay, so if you answered yes to like maybe a significant number of those questions, and it seems like this might be a good fit for you, now we have just a few tips, okay, for finding that good campground that will help you enjoy the holidays. Okay, so what's number one?
So, we kind of mentioned it, but mm-hmm. find a campground that you can get to. You don't want the driving stress to replace the family stress. So it needs to be within striking distance. You and I stretch this a bit. I mean, we do 4 hours. hours. We have hit some traffic, but we're willing to do it for Thanksgiving. And if you're in a cold climate, you know, look at a map and see how far you can get in 3 to 4 hours by driving south.
Yeah.
You know, you might be surprised at what campgrounds are open. If you're in a cold place and you just go straight down, you could probably find a place to camp in 3 to 4 hours, you know, obviously depending where you are.
All right. Number two, you can look for an area that offers the opportunity to engage in activities that your family enjoys, right? So if you guys love hiking together, look for a place that you can just spend the holiday doing something that you truly love.
The idea of hiking as a family together on Thanksgiving makes me feel mighty thankful.
Mm-hmm.
We also love historical sightseeing.
Right.
Our boys love anything to do with presidential history. That hits a sweet spot for us. If we're doing something like that, like walking on the mall in Washington, D.C. on Thanksgiving Day, we're a happy family.
Yeah, that makes us happy. So that's what we like to do for Thanksgiving. It offers us the fall camping. That late time gives us a great opportunity to do some what we call like urban exploring. We like that. So, but just think about that. What do you love to do as a family? And then plan a trip around that.
Yeah, also think of places that don't have to be warm for you to enjoy, right? Like Washington, D.C., I can have fun in Washington, D.C. if it's 30 degrees.
Right. Annapolis, we've gone to.
Or there's indoor activities, right, perhaps, but yet there's somewhere you can park the RV and camp nearby.
All right. My tip number three, bring some traditions with you, okay? So definitely be festive and have those familiar things that you really enjoy at the house. You can still do them in your RV, right? The great part about your RV is it's sitting out there waiting for you to pack it up for this trip. So you can still, like I said, think about my unbreakable table from our fall gear guide, right? Like if you want to be a little fancy, you could be fancy and bring that stuff with you. You can put, you know, a table, a centerpiece in your RV.
Do it your way. Right. You know, we see with a lot of full-time travelers, we see they have Christmas trees in the RV.
Yep.
Why not? If it makes you happy, do it.
Yeah. Set up a little, set up your decorations ahead of time. You can even do that as a family. You can bring one single, you know, little Tupperware box of decorations and actually decorate while you're at the campground. Let your kids put up some lights
some
in the
festive
camper.
And outdoor lights. Some festive outdoor lights. Why not? Make it special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to bring your painted pumpkins to put on the table if you're going at Thanksgiving. You can do those things and, you know, you're not packing a suitcase for airline travel. So you can bring festive objects. It does not have to be stripped of all of your traditions, you know?
It creates or create a new tradition that's more RV-centric, camper-centric.
That's our tip number four, right? Establish new traditions, okay? So you want to bring some old ones, but then you can also decide, what are some new ones? Like, what are some foods that I could introduce to the tradition that is more like maybe campfire-friendly, like maybe cooking dessert over the campfire or something like that, right? Making like apple pie in your Toastite or something like that.
Sounds great.
So you can like think, how could I also create new ones that would be very specific to the campground? And when you bring in new traditions, when you have some old traditions with you, I think that you'll see like it's just an incredibly family-filled, loving time.
And also, you know, in terms of spending Thanksgiving or Christmas at a campground, it could be with family and friends, right? So many campgrounds now have cabins so that mom and dad or your aunt and uncle who don't have an RV can come and spend time with you. So when we did Thanksgiving last year, we called it Vagabonds Thanksgiving, and we had other families with us too that didn't have that big thing going on at home. We all kind of joined together and made it something special.
Yeah, and tune into the Go RVing Facebook chat for more on that, because we're going to really focus on like different ways that the holidays can look like, you know, at a campground and with your RV. So we're kind of going to go through different things like that and like more ways that it might be right for you. So definitely tune into the Facebook Live to hear more on that. But we are actually going to dive into some campgrounds and the types of activities and holiday sort of festive occasions that they have at campgrounds.
Yeah, we get the Woodall's Campground magazine. I'm forgetting the name of it at the moment. But it's just kind of serendipity. It just came in the mail 4 or 5 days ago, and they had a whole article on holidays at the campground, and they actually listed a whole bunch of campgrounds and the activities that they're doing. So we thought we'd run through some of that list and give you guys some ideas of what types of places are open, where they are geographically, and what people are doing there to celebrate the holidays. Be back in a second. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two, campgrounds and their holiday events. So we're actually going to run through a bunch of campgrounds and the types of things they do over Thanksgiving and Christmas to give you a real idea of the type of fun you could have. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Camp Casual.
We do. And this week we are talking about one of their newer products, the serving bowl and servers. Okay. So this is a large serving bowl with sort of that like spoon and fork kind of
good
service.
For a Thanksgiving salad.
It very much is. Okay. This is 100% BPA free, as all of their products are. It's also 100% melamine. It's perfect for salads, popcorn, cereal, pasta. And I put sausage and peppers because that's what I served at the campground.
Personalize the ad.
That's what I served in this bowl at the campground just last weekend, all right? It's also great for tailgating, RVing, and the holiday table, whether you're at the campground or at home.
They also have a five-piece kid set. All right, so that comes with a three-sectioned plate, a bowl, cup, fork, and spoon. It's also BPA free. I think that's an assumption you can make with all
yes.
their products.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They do.
And 100% melamine, so it's tough. Okay. So the kids can kind of throw these mm-hmm. at each other and
they're
drop
not
them.
Gonna break, yeah.
They're not going to break. Trust me. So but this is a great holiday present. They're both great holiday mm-hmm. presents for the lively little campers in your house.
Yeah. They love these. These are really sweet for little kids. And two, it's another one of those like winterization blues tips, right? Get your little kids their little cute camper things that they can use in the house during the winter season and then bring back into the camper if you open it up again in the spring.
Now, thankfully, there is a coupon code for both of these products mm-hmm. for RVFTA listeners and their friends, I suppose.
Yep. Okay, so this week, you've got a chance to get both of these products, the serving bowl with the servers and the five-piece kid set. You can get them for 15% off with coupon code RVFTA. Three.
And doesn't that 15% off get you in the holiday spirit? Because it's just a little bit more generous than that 10% off, which seems so standard.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel like I'm ready to be thankful.
All right, and you're ready to celebrate the holidays, right? So where are we going to celebrate the holidays?
Yeah, so look, I mean, obviously there are more of these types of things when you get into warmer states, okay? That's just the reality here. It's going to be a bit harder for people in the Northeast to find these locations. But here are some examples of the types of things that campgrounds are doing. So the Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, they do a complete Thanksgiving dinner, which includes turkey, ham, stuffing, and tea. And their whole philosophy there is they want moms to be able to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal without having to prepare it. Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So Mill Creek and a lot of other campgrounds, check your local campgrounds. They might actually be doing a Thanksgiving or Christmas meal. So we saw a lot of these types of things. What
All right.
else?
Now, also down in Williamsburg, okay, at the Williamsburg KOA in Virginia, they do 12 nights of Christmas. Now, we've talked before about Halloween weekends at campgrounds, but this is the first time we're showing. Like, a lot of these campgrounds are doing these like
multiple
Christmas-themed
weekends over late November, December.
Yeah, and they have BOGO offers for
so
those.
So you pay for one night of camping, you get a free night of
That's
camping.
That's fantastic.
For those 4 weekends, or no, they're more. It's more than 4 weekends. Okay?
All right, and Mrs. Claus spreads holiday cheer.
Yeah, so from what we understand, Mrs. Claus will be at the Williamsburg KOA for all of those Christmas weekends, spreading cheer. I mean, Santa's busy working away. Mrs. Claus is doing public relations.
All right, we've got a pot. What do we have? A potluck feast.
Lot of potluck action mm-hmm. going on. So the Pigeon Forge KOA. The Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge KOA has a Gobble Gobble Thanksgiving Feast potluck on November 24th.
The Sounds Smokies like is a great place to visit over Thanksgiving. It's a beautiful time of year yeah. down there. So you could really actually combine a holiday and a big family vacation.
And the park's probably not mm-hmm. as crowded. Now, the Myrtle Beach KOA, one of our favorite campgrounds in America, they do 3 Christmas dinners in a row, December 25th, 26th, and 27th. They're open year-round, and you can actually have a Christmas dinner on any of those days at the campground.
All right, in San Diego, the San Diego Metro KOA, oh, Santa visits on a Saturday morning breakfast, right, from December 9th through 11th. So again, it's that same type of thing. We did this one year. A while ago, we had breakfast with Santa at a campground up in North Jersey, and I forgot all about it until recently.
Oh, that's
so
right.
funny. Yeah, when the boys were really little. They were still scared of Santa then, so that's why I kind of forgotten about it, because I don't even think they would sit on his lap. But
they wouldn't for a while. The Jellystones are also getting in on the action, too. So if you have a Jellystone near you, check and see if they're open and if they're doing anything fun. The Jellystone Park in Nashville is absolutely doing something fun. They have a drive-through light and music show. It's December 5th through the 31st. They say it's a 45-minute drive through the campground to check out their awesome light display. If you're camping there, it's free. If you're not camping there, you pay a fee per car.
Yeah, and speaking of light displays, we mentioned when we were reviewing the James Island County State Park down in Charleston, right, which we stayed at and loved. They have a legendary light display at that campground.
Oh, you got to book
sells
as far
out
in advance as possible to get there. We 1 year, it's on my bucket list to do Christmas at James Island County
Park.
It's
quite a haul for us. So we are not, you know, right now it's not in the cards, but it is on our list because we would love to do that.
And one of the hardest camping reservations to get in America.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, I was remembering Janine Pettit, Girl Camper, was talking about how at the West Virginia campground that she absolutely loves, the state park and the names, of course, escaping
Blackwater
me.
Falls.
Blackwater Falls, where we had our Girl Camper event. They have a big Christmas, you know,
shebang.
Sure. They're also, so it's like, even we're mentioning these places.
There's so many more.
Don't
assume, and particularly if you live in the colder areas, don't assume every campground that you like is closed. There are surprises out there, mm-hmm. okay? Like Otter Creek in Pennsylvania and the Poconos, open year round.
Right.
So you got to check.
Right.
Now, the North Texas Jellystone, they want to have fun too. So from November 4th to the 27th, they're having turkey trot races and a Thanksgiving feast scavenger hunt. Sounds like a really good family fun time.
And then the Hill Country Jellystone, which is a top rated Jellystone campground out there from December 18th through the 25th. They have carols and Christmas games and crafts. And
they have holiday cheer. It says right here, they have holiday cheer there. And that's what we're looking for. If you can't find it in your own home or your own family,
right.
They have it at the Jellystone. They have holiday bottled it.
They also play family Christmas movies each.
Of course
they
do.
That's nice. I like that idea.
That's a really nice idea because it's, you know, it's the winter season. If you're at a campground, that's a nice idea. It's a wonderful life or miracle on whatever street.
Okay. So we wanted to inspire you to maybe look around, do your research, and find other campgrounds all around the country. Some of these campgrounds even have cabins. If they close down their hookups and everything, they have cabins you can rent.
Like the Lake Placid KOA is open year round. We keep saying we would love to get up there in the winter, right? And if you don't want to tow the RV through cold, snowy weather, there you do a cabin.
Yeah.
And you could still potentially have the outdoor campfire if the weather cooperates. It might be chilly, but you just make a nice warm fire. Or a cabin seems so cozy to me if there's snow on the ground.
All right. So hopefully that'll get you in the holiday mood. Check out what is around you or within driving distance, or, you know, maybe create your own holiday bucket list like we have of places that we would like to maybe go in the future. So
if you're camping for either of the holidays, for Thanksgiving or Christmas, drop us a line. Let us know. I'm curious to see what else other people are doing.
Yeah, we'd love to hear where else you go.
We do like getting emails from people. And we do like getting your iTunes reviews, too. We never ask anymore, but hey,
all right,
for
now,
a Christmas present for
it
us.
It doesn't matter whether you're at home or whether you go and visit family or whether you're going to the campground. Food is important during the holidays, and we have to talk about it on this episode. So we are going to, and stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment three of our Holidays at the Campground episode. This is all about holiday food at the campground. Before we talk about holiday food or even make holiday food, we have to clean up the RV, don't we? So we have a message from our friends at Instagon.
Yeah, so we are sponsored by Instagon Multipurpose Stain Remover. Instagon is a non-corrosive stain remover for mold, mildew, and water stains. And then they also make Quick 10, which is for carpet, upholstery, leather, and vinyl. So if you are cleaning those campers like you clean your house for your holiday season, or if you're cleaning them for winter storage right now, this is the perfect time to make sure that all of that mold, mildew, and grime from the camping season is gone. And then you can also use it to open up your camper again
in the
spring.
Yeah, good product to have for spring cleaning.
All right, so you get a BOGO offer right now on the website at Instagon.com. You get your buy one, get one half off, okay? And you can either get two Instagons, you get an Instagon and a Quick 10, however you want to do it.
A BOGO ha.
Yeah.
Or buy one, get one half price.
Half
no,
off, yeah.
I didn't
still
say that
a BOGO.
Right. BOGO
hop. And then you get a $10 off coupon in that order for your next order.
And they play cool groovy music over
on the website.
On the Instagon website. website. Okay, Stephanie, get us started. Let's talk about holiday food at the campground, because it's important to you that when you spend a holiday in the RV, you're still getting your Thanksgiving meal or your Christmas meal. You want to bring that holiday cheer into the RV.
Yeah, so the way that I see it is you have three options, right? If you're camping over the holidays, okay? You can either make a reservation and go out to eat at a perfectly nice restaurant.
And we have done that.
Well, we did that last year.
Maybe a little bit of a disappointment.
I'm not doing that again this year.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Work for us. But you know what? I was okay with that because your family always went out to Thanksgiving dinner when you were growing up. And then
my grandfather was alive, he would often move the holidays. So if he didn't like that Christmas was on December 25th, he would just make Christmas December 23rd.
Yeah.
Easier to get a reservation.
Yeah. So, you know, they were big restaurant people. And so I was kind of like, at first I was like, that's appalling. And then eventually I just got to be like, well, that's fine. We'll show up, have, you know, the dinner and then leave. Fine. You know, like no in and out, nobody gets hurt. That's what I call that. All right. So I thought when we were traveling last year, oh, well, that's fine. Let's do that. You know, it doesn't really work for me. It doesn't hit my holiday
just
spots.
Food was, I think it's probably really hard to find a good, you call it a prefixed menu.
Yeah.
It's just probably hard to find good food in a restaurant for Thanksgiving when the options are limited.
You can, and some do really special meals, but I also felt that the boys are now of an age where, you know, they're just kind of bored. Like, and it doesn't feel special to them because all they have to do is sit there and behave. Whereas like when you're having a holiday meal in a home,
they can ride their bikes around the campground or run around.
It just feels more fun and family
friendly. They can be outside.
Yeah. So you can eat out and that's perfectly fine. And you could find a nice restaurant and make it an occasion. Or you could say, I'm going to prepare a traditional meal in my RV because I have a kitchen and I can do it. You know, people get the turkey fryer and they fry the turkey and everything. And you can do that too. And if you do that, you don't need my help because you're just going to do what you do at home at the campground, right? But there's another option. And that option is to sort of tweak a traditional menu and make it more, to me, campground friendly. All right. And that's what I'm going to do this year. And I actually have experience in the menus that I've picked because for all those years that we were doing Thanksgiving at the restaurant with your family, we did Thanksgiving the next day with my grandmother. Remember?
Yeah.
Leftovers Thanksgiving, basically. And I missed having like...
Stephanie, loves Thanksgiving leftovers.
I do.
Way more than she likes Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Because partly because I think the stress of the Thanksgiving day is over, and then you're just left with all the good food to mix and match how you want. And I just really think you love your cold turkey sandwiches and all that stuff. So dive in. Tell us, what are you going to do to give the Thanksgiving meal but a very tweaked RV-friendly version
of it? What I did was I basically made a menu out of what I used to bring to my grandmother's because I realized I was doing like a meal to travel because she was old enough that she couldn't really cook and everything. So I wanted to bring Thanksgiving to her. She was stuck up here in New Jersey with us. Most of our family moved, like we talked about before.
And she now has finally escaped as well.
Now she's gone too, right. So she's down in warm, sunny Georgia. So, all right. What I did was I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to love those meals and everybody used to have such a good time. So this is what we did for Thanksgiving, okay? I would actually roast ahead of time instead of an entire turkey, although sometimes I did. I would do a turkey London broil or just a big turkey breast, okay, that gave me enough slicing meat for sandwiches. I would do that the day before when we were going out to the restaurant, and that's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to roast up a turkey breast ahead of time. And then I'll have it all ready to slice for my turkey sandwiches that are going to be served with stuffing, cranberry sauce, and gravy. All right. So cranberry sauce is going to be made easy peasy, homemade too. It's all going to be good homemade food, but I'm going to make it easy in advance.
You could do it from the jar if you're out there and you're thinking, I'm not going to make homemade cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce from a jar works for me.
Yeah, you're perfectly fine with that. It's not that hard. It's so easy to make.
It's not as good as your homemade. I'm just saying you could do it out of a jar.
Cranberry sauce is so easy to make. It takes 3 seconds. All right. So I'm going to serve turkey sandwiches with stuffing, cranberry sauce, and gravy. And all of these recipes I'm going to be putting up on the blog. These are actually my recipes, my family recipes, and I'm finally definitely going to put them up on the blog this month. I've never done that before. All right. I'm going to serve that with a corn souffle, which is a huge, easy thing to make in advance. 2 days before, it sits really nicely in the refrigerator. And then all I'm going to have to do is warm it up. And the corn souffle is just like almost like a corn casserole. It's nice and cheesy and delicious.
It's almost an entree in a sense. I mean, it's almost, it could be the main part of your meal.
You managed to put other things on your plate. So I'm just going to have to heat that up. I'm going to do crock pot mashed potatoes because they can sit there in the crock pot getting warm all day while we go. We actually have something to do. We have time tickets at the African American Museum, Heritage Museum, on Thanksgiving morning. We're so excited about that. An apple, carrot, and raisin salad. And then my grandmother's absolute favorite thing for me to make and bring, I used to make pumpkin bread cupcakes with cream cheese icing, right? Instead of having to slave over the pie right then, I make these cupcakes ahead of time. They transport so good. They're so yummy. And everybody used to go wild over them.
Three words for you. Cream, cheese.
Yeah.
Frosting.
So good. Oh my gosh, they're delicious. And it's like you don't even miss the pumpkin pie or anything
now,
like that.
I'm getting hungry and I'm getting excited looking at that. Now you have your Christmas menu and it's hard to pick a favorite out of the two. So why don't you roll us right into your Christmas menu? Well, okay. The same principles.
It's the same exact principle, right? So what I'm going to do for Christmas is I like ham on Christmas, right? Like a spiral baked ham. We do Thanksgiving turkey and ham on Christmas. So for Christmas, I'm doing hot ham and Swiss sandwiches, okay, which are going to be on really good, beautiful bread, but it's going to be that honey-baked spiral-sized ham, but I don't have to worry
it's
about...
It's going to taste just like Christmas.
Right. I don't have to worry about taking up the whole RV oven with the ham because
it's sliced, it's ready to go.
Exactly, and it doesn't have to be, but if I can make them hot in foil over the campfire to make that nice Swiss and hot ham sandwich, okay? Then I'm putting in my green bean casserole, my famous green bean casserole that everybody loves on the holiday season.
Oh my gosh, so cheesy.
So that's just going to have to be...
I pick the green beans right out of it and just...
You pick the mushrooms right out of it and you just eat your green beans.
I do eat the green beans and the cheese. So, what kind of cheese do you put on it?
It's a Gruyere. Okay. It's a mix of Swiss and Gruyere and I think a little Parmesan, but I haven't looked at the recipe since last year.
Been eating Gruyere for years and didn't know it was called Gruyere.
Yeah. And then a Brussels sprouts gratin, which you actually like.
I do. Are
not a huge Brussels sprouts fan, but everybody eats that
on
Christmas.
I like Brussels sprouts.
All right, I'm going to do scalloped potatoes because, again, I always like to do these things that are easy to make ahead of time and sit for a while. And then they're all going to be, I want to give you a tip. Make sure that you get the disposable pans to make these in that fit in your RV stove. So I'm going to have three things. I'm going to have the green beans, the Brussels sprouts, and the scalloped potatoes. And they're all going to be in those like sort of square shaped, almost brownie sized tins.
Okay. And that'll be enough for the five of us.
They can all fit in the RV oven at the same time. And they're all going to heat up really nicely in the RV oven. So that's what you have to think about. You have an oven, you have a campfire, and you have maybe a crock pot or something. You just kind of have to like juggle around.
So you're not going
to
bring massive quantities of food, or there might be leftovers for days.
No,
that might not
because
work. Yeah,
well, you can't heat everything up in a small RV oven, so you have to like think through that, right? So that's why you don't want to put a whole turkey in the oven to bake because then you wouldn't have any room for anything else, right? So then for dessert, I'm doing the crock pot chocolate bread pudding. Do you remember that I made that?
I'll never forget.
What was that? Thanksgiving a couple years ago. I did that for the first time. People were wild.
Yeah, you didn't do it at the campground last year. Because we went out to dinner.
No, I did it at home a couple years ago. And everybody was wild over it. So that I'm going to be able to put in the crock pot in the morning. And it's just going to go all day. And we're going to be ready for dessert. So that's my Thanksgiving menu, my Christmas menu.
Which one do you like better? If I said right now, Stephanie, let's go out and have one of these two meals, or let's have them at home.
Oh, I'm a Thanksgiving all the. I'm a stuffing, mashed potatoes.
The crock pot bread pudding, I think, has pushed Christmas over the top for me as my favorite of the two.
Yeah,
it's just a dessert thing.
I'm just not
it's a
dessert thing, and I'm not a dessert person. I make dessert for other people. I would rather heat myself up another round of potatoes than eat dessert.
The moral of the story here is if you're doing a holiday at the campground, if you're doing Thanksgiving or Christmas at the campground, it doesn't have to be a weenie roast. Okay. I mean, it can be a holiday meal, and I really appreciate this segment. Stephanie, thank you.
Yeah. And I also want to say again, if you want your table a little more fancy, think about doing it like we talked about with the Unbreakable Table on our Fall Gear Guide. And I'll put a link to those show notes on there, because I did have a fancier tablecloth and, you know, a little bit of nicer dishes and napkins. And it's a night you can set a nice table and you can keep it simple at the same time. All right.
Great. Okay. We'll be back in a second to wrap up the show. Thank you so much to listening to episode 114 of RVFTA Holidays at the Campground. A big thank you to our sponsors on this episode, to Cabela's, to Instagon, and to Camp Casual.
And also thank you to Progressive Insurance, who has given us this travel tip. Before taking your pet on a long-distance road trip, get your pet acclimated to taking them on shorter trips. It will help them get used to sudden movements and noise of being on the road. Be patient. It can take several trips for them to feel comfortable. Just another way Progressive has you covered while you're out on the road.
And a big reminder that this podcast is going to come out on Veterans Day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to raise $10,000 to buy an RV for our active duty military families that they can use for free at a great campground that we're going to pick out. We are roughly halfway there. We're somewhere approaching $5,000. Mm-hmm. We need you to donate. We have thousands of people listening to this podcast every week. If you guys gave $1, $2, $5, $10 en masse, we could get there very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So if you haven't donated, please, we're really asking you to do it. We appreciate every donation the same. If it's $10, if it's $100, we don't care. But we need the rest of you out there who have not donated yet to donate. What better day than today on Veterans Day to do so?
Yes, yeah, so the Salvation Army knows the benefit of getting those little drops of change in the bucket, right? So if you're one of those people that like throws $1 worth of change in the Salvation Army bucket on your way out of the store during the holiday season, I ask that you would consider that same principle and throw a buck or two worth of change to this effort, because if all of you did that were listening right now, we'd buy a trailer tomorrow.
And where is the website? Where do they go?
So it's GoFundMe.com/RVFTA. There's also a direct link on our website in the sidebar.
Let me repeat again. We have raised about $5,000. We have raised about half of what we need to purchase this RV, and we ain't stopping.
By about 1% probably of our listeners, we've raised that amount.
Yeah. And we are not stopping this fundraiser till we get the $10,000.
Yeah.
So we really need you to chip in. Thank you so much. We'll see you at the campground, maybe for a holiday.
Happy holidays.